The opinions expressed on this webmasterradio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of webmasterradio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to Webcology. Webcology is the show that takes you into the deepest and darkest ends of the ecosystem on the internet. Our guides will take you on a journey into web marketing and bring you the experts and the information so that you can further explore the web marketing world. Now, here are the hosts of Webcology, Jim Hedger and Dave Davies.
Well, welcome to Webcology. This is Dave Davies from Beanstalk SEO, joined as always with Jim Hedger from Webmaster Radio. This is Thursday, November 5th. Jim's off at AdTech, but before we launch into that, Jim, I just want to touch a little bit on a subject you and I have talked about numerous times. Just launched, I'll take us in, Google Dashboard, it's launched. Basically, what this tool is showing us, and for all of our listeners who haven't tried it out yet, google.com/dashboard will take you there. Basically, what it will show you is something that we've talked about many times, all of us have wondered about often. What exactly does Google know about you? Just a really interesting and yet frightening tool. Jim, you and I have talked many times about how much Google knows, how quote-unquote invasive this could theoretically be. It's one thing to kind of theorize about it, as you and I have done in the past. It is a very, very different thing to see it all laid out in front of you. Now, of course, this is only about your signed-in experience, as soon as you sign out, not being tracked, et cetera, et cetera. But, it is just a very, very interesting thing to see exactly what Google knows. Now, I was reading, and I'm going to post this into our chat for our listeners. One more reason that you should be in the chat line and you should be listening live. A great article over on Search Engine Journal from just earlier today. The actual title of the article is basically that Google controls your online life. If you read the URL, it's Be Afraid. One thing to note, as we all know, Google's been tracking all this for ages. We all know this. Recommended. Log in. Take a look. See exactly what Google knows. Multiply that by about 10, and you'll get a good scope of exactly how Google is being with their information.
Indeed. Hey, Dave, I'm back.
That is wonderful. I know we have got a big show. Just wanted to touch on Dashboard to make sure our listeners knew about it. And we're playing around with it. Really interesting thing. I know, if I understand, you are just in chaos over there right now. Is that a pretty good summary of Jim's life at this moment in time?
Well, I'm at AdTech New York 2009 at the Javits Center, New York City. So this is live. And Brasco and I are operating out of the press room. Webmaster Radio has sort of taken over the back quarter of the press room. And we're working off a Wi-Fi signal. Now, anyone who's a conference veteran knows that the Wi-Fi provided for the press is always flaky at best. So I'm here for now. I'm assuming you can still hear me. And I'm assuming it doesn't sound like I'm a gerbil on helium.
You hit the nail on the head there, Jim.
I'm live in New York. I'm at AdTech 2009, New York City, at the Javits Center. First and held at the Javits Center, much larger, a much more expansive conference center than the Hilton, the Midtown Hilton, which is, a great conference center, but AdTech has certainly outgrown it. And hey, Dave.
Yep.
Dave, what's the largest search marketing or digital marketing show you've ever been to? How many people? Just guess.
5,500 probably or so.
I haven't had a chance to speak to the organizers yet, but I'm going to make an estimate. Easily 20,000 plus. At the show. It's a zoo. Yesterday, there was a lineup for an hour and a half just to get to registration so you can get an expo floor pass. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people are here at, AdTech 2009 New York City. This is by far the largest. I'm a veteran of conferences and trade shows. I'm telling you, this is by far the largest I've ever been to.
So what is the mood there right now, then?
you know, the mood is pretty good. The mood is actually quite optimistic. Now, I don't think anybody's going to go out on the limb and say that the economy has fully turned the corner. We're not in recession anymore. Maybe some economists might. I don't think anybody in our community is going to. But ad spend is up. Interest is up. There's a lot of new innovation happening in the industry. And there is a palatable sense of optimism at AdTech 2009 New York.
So now I have got to ask, now you mentioned ad spend is up, et cetera, and I mean, that's obviously a fantastic thing to hear from our industry. I am not there, which is unfortunate because it sounds like it is a fantastic show to be out right now. Is there any ideas then, and I have to ask, what are some of the big breakthroughs? You mentioned technology, you mentioned ad spend being up. Where is this happening in the industry?
I think we're seeing a lot of increase in spend in, this is going to sound weird, believe it or not, but in the interviews I've done, we're seeing a lot of bridging between the digital world and the traditional media. And it looks like there's a number of networks out there, and you know, and make it work in on the websites of some of the largest publishers. Now, as the listeners are well aware, et cetera, have been having just a desperate time keeping the doors open. We've seen closure of several newspapers around North America and around the world, and that's because, you know, the digital marketing has just sucked the advertising, the ad spend out of the traditional media. There's got to be a bridge. And I think that is the probably the biggest takeaway, new takeaway I'm finding here at AdTech New York 2009 is there's serious movement towards creating a new, mostly cost per click and performance marketing bridge between digital media and traditional media.
Now, what are you hearing? I mean, for a lot of us, and I have a really elementary level sort of idea of what's going on here. Maybe you can explain it probably a lot better than I can, certainly a lot better than I can. What is this bridge? How do we measure on, say, a cost per click kind of thing? How do we bridge that gap between traditional media, and I assume by that you mean television, radio, newspaper, that sort of thing, and online, and how do we bridge that gap? What are people talking about there in regards to that dilemma?
Well, this is a time of great change in all media, in digital media and in traditional media. And during a time of change, the only foundation you're ever going to find for a bridge is built on two things. One is education and understanding, and the other is acceptance. For the longest time, you saw the traditional media, much like the record companies did when looking at the advent of digital media. You saw the traditional media trying to keep it at an arm's length, trying to stay away from it. They didn't want anything to do with it. They didn't want to promote it. They were hoping that the digital media world would just sort of curl up and die and go away, and we could all go back to the 1960s, 70s, and 80s when they were making money hand over fist. And clearly, that's not going to happen. But that, you know, I mean, I can't imagine how else to summarize what was the strategy in the traditional media over the last, like, 15 years or so. I think a lot of that came from simply not understanding the digital world. Well, it's been 15 years, 16 years since the rise of the commercial internet, of the public internet. It's been 4 or 5 years since the meteoric rise of cost per click CPC advertising across Google and Yahoo and the various CPC networks. And it's been, 6 years since the rise of Craigslist. Now, you take Craigslist and you take other forms of digital marketing, and obviously you're sucking the energy out of what was the traditional media. You know, why spend money on a classified ad in the back of a newspaper for 1 to 5 days when I could just throw it up in Craigslist forever? So the traditional media was trying to avoid this. They didn't want to understand it. They didn't want anything to do with it. They kind of have to now. I mean, the writing is on the server room wall. It's not like you can avoid it. The second thing is acceptance. Accept that this is the direction it's going to be going in. You can be like the AP, or you can be like your friend and mine, Barry Diller, and hold your breath till you're blue in the face. Here, you want to hear my Barry Diller impression? Here's my Barry Diller impression. I'm holding my breath until everything goes away. You know what? everything is still here, and I can hold my breath forever, and it's still going to be here. So accept it. Accept that this is the direction the media is moving in, and find ways to make your digital products more compelling and more interesting. Bring people to the digital market, to the digital product, the New York Times, the Chicago Tribune, the LA Times, etc., and start finding the ad agencies in the digital world that want to act as a bridge. That's that seems to be the formula. Now I'm not going to name any of the agencies. I've actually interviewed three of them, so I don't want to name any one of them, and you know, in any favoritism sort of way. But I'm telling you, there's a lot of good energy out there. There's a lot of very creative people out there, and you know, people who want to make this change happen.
Now I'm going to end on this note because there is so much more that I want to know, and I've got more questions for you. Little difficult, I'll be honest, probably for a lot of our listeners and for myself to listen with a straight face, because you do sound a little bit like a smirk. But I'm going to take us out for a quick 2-minute commercial break, because you know, I'm going to try and keep us on timeline. Great segment, because I got more questions to ask you. So folks, stick around. We're going to be gone for just about 2 minutes here. We're going to be back. Jim Hedger chatting more about ad tech here on Webcology on Webmaster Radio. This is Dave Davies from Beanstalk SEO. Jim Hedger from Webmaster Radio. Talk to you in a second.
Sit tight and don't move. Webcology. We'll be back after this short break.
Here's your bill. Thank you so much, guys.
Hey, it's all right. I'll take care of the tab, Jason.
Well, thanks, Dave. How are you doing so well these days? It seems everyone's in a pinch for cash.
RevenueWire.com, that's how.
RevenueWire?
Yeah, RevenueWire.com is an all-in-one platform offering affiliates high-demand software from top-notch PC utility merchants. With 75% commissions, twice monthly payouts, incredibly accurate analytics tools, RevenueWire is making you more money today than it did in the last few years put together.
Even in this economy?
Especially in this economy. RevenueWire has a ton of great products to meet the demand. I'm telling you, this network is recession-proof.
RevenueWire, the recession-proof network platform. For more information, visit RevenueWire.com today. That's RevenueWire.com.
How do you choose the right affiliate network to partner with? The answer is simple. MarketHealth.com, where health and wealth connect. Established in 1998, the MarketHealth.com affiliate network allows you to market and promote the world's leading health and beauty offers on the net. Start making recurring income and the highest payouts in our industry. Choose from over 50 of the hottest selling offers, ranging from herbal supplements, skincare, vitamins, beauty products, weight loss, and much more. Sign up for free at MarketHealth.com and start making money today.
Friend Finder.
Friend Finder.
The world's largest online dating network.
Featuring over 100 million profiles.
At hot sites such as Passion.com and FastCupid.com. Represents enormous profit-making opportunities for webmasters
just like you.
With Friend Finder's ability to geo-target and provide billing solutions in most languages and currencies, you are sure to find our comprehensive network to be a good friend.
Your wallet. Get more traffic-maximizing details now
at FriendFinder.com.
Affiliate marketing is changing rapidly. Stay ahead of the trends with Affiliate Marketing Insider. Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Affiliate Marketing Channel. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Commercials off. Now back to Webcology. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here are the hosts, Jim Hedger and Dave Davies.
Well, welcome back, folks. This is Dave Davies from Beanstalk SEO, joined, as always, by Jim Hedger from Webmaster Radio here on Webcology. I got to ask, what happened Tuesday?
I'll tell you, I was following orders. SE Guru, he grabs Brasco and I, he pulls us aside in the bar in our hotel, and he says, guys, you're doing the XY7 Noble Party, the opening party at AdTech New York 2009, and I want you to get drunk. I want you to get wasted. I want you to be trashed. And you know what? We're good guys. We love the radio station. And I might be speaking for Brasco here, and I don't know if I'm speaking at a turn, but you know, we'll do anything to make good radio, including getting really drunk at a party. If we got to do that, we got to do that. You know, it's taking one for the team. We're good at that. So they started just, pouring it down our throats. And then, okay, so look at this, right? We're told to get really drunk, so we do. They start pouring booze down our throats, and then they put microphones in front of us and tell us to give play-by-play of this XY7 No Bull Party, where there was bull riding. I mean, that was the attraction was the bikini bull riding contest. Now, we're good journalists. It's important to us to, you know, experiential journalism is where it's at. If you're going to try to describe a bull riding contest to listeners and try to paint a verbal picture, you got to sort of bite the bullet, so to speak, and get on that bull and ride that. And I'll tell you, I was on the bull for 30 seconds, and if I sound like a gerbil right now to our listeners, it's not because of the Wi-Fi. It's think anatomically here for a second, okay? I was riding a mechanical bull for 30 seconds, and I got to say, I know my dad's listening right now. Dad, I'm not making you a grandfather. It's not going to happen. It's official now. They're broken. They're broken. I don't know if they can be prepared. What an experience. Have you never ridden a bull before, have you, Dave?
No, which is why I do have children.
Well, you have the children first, and then you ride the mechanical bull. That's the correct order of operations. Me, I've never been good at stuff. I got it screwed up. I got it all backwards. So, if I do have children, if that should happen in my life, it's not that we dropped them on their head when they were babies. It's that I rode a mechanical bull in New York at AdTech 2009 at the XY7 Noble Party, and I was on that thing for 30 seconds. So there's SE Guru and Brasco and I, and you know we all got to ride the bull. You know, after I go up, Brasco and Darren, they just got to do it too, eh? So Darren gets on the bull. And I've never seen this happen before, but Darren gets on the bull and immediately, within seconds, does a somersault right off the front of it. Just like he just rolled right in the air. Right, okay, so Darren does his header seconds. Right off the front of the pole. He's on there for 3 seconds, boom, 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 and then you got SE Guru on the ground. After that, Brasco decides he needs to ride the bull. He gets on there, and what? 1 second, boom, he's off. He gets back on again. And a couple seconds later, he's off. And then we look up, and there's Brasco beating up the bull. He's punching it. He's kicking it. He's jumping on it. And everyone's like, dude, it's a mechanical bull. You can't hurt it. But the truth is, I think Brasco won. So, I'm claiming it here. I know we have a prize at the Webmaster Radio Studios down there in Fort Lauderdale. There's a big cup for the best bull rider, and we give it away every year, right? Because you know it's I'm making this up. There is no cup for the best bull rider, but if there was a cup for the best bull rider or best bullshitter, I think I'd be winning it right about now.
I was just thinking, yeah, that Jim, yeah, he's full of the most bull. Okay, yeah.
But the truth is, I was on the bull for 30 seconds. I mean, that is an incredible feat. There's cowboys who can't do that, and I'm just some dumb kid from Toronto.
Toronto, and nicely done.
I'm rightly proud of myself, I'll tell you that. But XY7, you know, Inbox, the XY7 is the host of Inbox on webmasterradio.fm, the Big Faboo and the Click Father. They did a live show from the press room. They did a great show from here. We've all been having a lot of fun here at AdTech, but trying to describe a conference this large, as I said, there's got to be about 15,000-20,000 people here. At the Javits Center and right on the Hudson in New York City, it's exciting to see so much energy pouring back into the industry again.
Now I know I'm going to take us off on a different tangent, and sorry, as much as I would love to hear a little more about that party because it sounds like it was a good one, and if nothing else, I'm sorry I missed that. But what? Now I know it's really difficult, and I've done shows from conferences, and it always sucks when this question gets asked, but I gotta ask it anyway. While it's really, really tough to pinpoint some key moments or key takeaways from this conference, was there anybody or any points mentioned that our listeners, the ones who aren't there, that weren't available to actually attend the conference, might, you know, should probably look up later or should hear about that perhaps we missed that would be important takeaways to have been there for?
Well, Dave, I know you've heard me say this before, and I'm pretty sure the listeners have heard me say this before. One of the things about ad tech that makes it different than any other conference on the digital marketing series is every ad tech produces its own story, its own vibe. There's a thing to every ad tech show. This one, the story of this ad tech, I think, has to be the sheer number of people who've shown up. And like I've said before, I'm a veteran. This is my sixth or seventh New York ad tech. I've been doing this for years, and I've never, I've seen big crowds at ad techs, but I've never seen anything like this. So the I think the story of this ad tech is the amount of attention and energy the industry is getting from, well, a lot of these are experienced marketers. I just don't think they were working in the digital world in it, before. There's a huge amount of energy, far more than there was in 2008, being poured in right now.
And not just poured on a Tuesday night kind of way. But
oh, and Wednesday. I'll have you know, and Wednesday night and Thursday night, we don't do things by half here at AdTech.
Okay, now I know there was a big sort of state of the industry thing. You did talk about the merging of sort of traditional media with digital media a little bit earlier. Now, outside of this, state of the industry, organic, PPC, you know, traditional, what is the environment we're dealing with? Where are the big, outside of, you know, sort of the merging, which is a fairly new thing now, the merging of traditional with digital media, what is the state of the industry? Where are the biggest gains being made? Where are advertisers putting their budget?
That is such a difficult question to answer. Obviously, PPC is still rocking and rolling. People are a little more interested in organic search, especially with after the announcement by ICANN that they're going to be releasing making major changes to the top-level domain system. I think everybody here has this sense that it's about to expand the internet as well as segment it at the same time, which, of course, means that search engines and search direct search engine optimization becomes that much more important. You know what I've heard a lot more about at this ad tech than others?
What's that?
Affiliate marketing. I think affiliate marketing and performance-based marketing are the two strongest channels. Just based on the vibe I'm getting from the interviews I've been doing.
So now, I mean, that leads to just a question I've got to ask, and you are definitely the guy to ask on this one. If affiliate marketing is what is picking up at, say, ad tech, totally understand, because as you know, that is performance marketing. How are things? Your life must be absolutely miserable, and I'm going to move to your own personal convention issues here. With affiliate convention coming up, I guess that's early next month, in LA.
Affiliate convention
now,
is...
How is that wrapping up if affiliate marketing has been such an enormous part of ad tech?
It has been, you know what, it's phenomenal. We have the entire affiliate convention team here. The entire sales team and the entire outreach team is, you know, working the floor, having meetings. I've been pulling double duty, webmaster radio and affiliate convention organizing, and it's been great. A very receptive audience. People want to be involved in affiliate convention, and, you know, almost all the speakers I have on the list are here in one way or another. Either they're vending or they're, you know, participating as speakers at AdTech. To be honest, I wish that this AdTech happened several months ago. It would have made organizing affiliate convention a breeze. But the various conventions, the various conferences are actually starting to complement each other. And, you know, I talk to the organizers of AdTech, I talk to the organizers of Affiliate Summit and of Search Engine Strategies, etc. And, I mean, the bottom line is, we really are trying to find ways to complement each other, even though it would appear that we're direct competitors. No, it's all about making the programming. We all want to bring actionable information to to the attendees and to the vendors. We want to make a good trade show floor environment, and ultimately we need to provide value to the attendees. The best way to do that is to act in a spirit of, you know, cooperation and to build with the same goals in mind. And ad tech has been actually extremely beneficial for affiliate convention.
Now, I know I have the pleasure of speaking at affiliate convention there on the 3rd, and well, it runs 3rd and 4th of December. Now, you mentioned that there's a lot of buzz about affiliates there at AdTech. Is there information that maybe I, as a speaker, and certainly other speakers who are listening to the show or downloading the podcast or listening on iTunes, can take away and go, okay, you know, we haven't finalized exactly what we're going to say. What are some of the problems that affiliates have been complaining about at AdTech that maybe need to be addressed here at affiliate convention, or that will be addressed at affiliate convention?
Well, one thing that's a great concern to affiliates right now is the specter, and in some cases, I'm in New York State where it's actually happening, of state taxation on affiliate sales. That makes every affiliate nervous because it makes the networks very nervous. It's an accounting nightmare for the networks. And let's face it, whenever you have to raise prices for the consumer, for whatever reason, the consumer doesn't necessarily, you know, understand that this is a legal taxation issue. They just know they're paying more. And that means you, the vendor, lose business. So affiliate taxation is a very serious issue I've heard raised here a number of times. We have a panel addressing that. Made up of members of the Performance Marketing Alliance and Internet Law Center, so we've got that covered. Finding good programs, knowing how to identify what is worth putting your energy into, and you know how to talk with your affiliate manager to get a better payout, a better CPA. We're affiliate convention, incidentally, we'll be addressing those as well. I think the biggest issue that affiliates are facing right now is one shared with everybody else in the economy, and that's the economy. But in some cases, for online marketers, the downturn in the economy has actually been in some ways beneficial because we're able to roll in cost reductions to the products that are being sold, because the overhead with online sales is so much lower than the overhead with brick and mortar.
Right. Makes perfect sense. Makes absolutely perfect sense. And I know our industry in a growth phase. Now, I have got to take us out to a break here, but our listeners, stay tuned. We got some fun coming up right after the break here. So stick around. This is Dave Davies from Beanstalk SEO, joined with Jim Hedger from WebmasterRadio.fm here on Webcology. Be right back.
Sit tight and don't move. Webcology. We'll be back after this short break.
It's Washington affiliate market. Are you an affiliate? If yes, you'll pay me. No ifs, ands, or maybes. Get paid daily. Make a mad dash. Sign up is a flash. Quickly convert the clicks into cash. Affiliate marketing network is first place. I cut to the chase. It's all performance based. Listen to what I'm telling you, cause this what you better do. Join as a publisher and maximize your revenue. Think we agreed that money is what you need. You can get paid for sales and leads. Not one thing lacking. Don't get it cracking. We've become a big state of the art tracking. Where did it start? You can do it a couple ways. 866XY7 page. It's toll free. Tell me what you waiting on. So log on to XY7.com.
Did you know?
99 Designs is a leading marketplace for graphic design on the internet.
Did you know?
99 Designs connects you to a community of over 35,000 designers who will compete to do the best work for you.
Did you know?
99 Designs allows you to post projects for logo design, web page design, t-shirt design, and more.
Did you know?
99 Designs projects the average of over 70 different design options for a price that you set.
99 Designs. When designers compete, you win.
Looking for a new way to build backlinks and traffic back to your website? Then look no further than the quickest and easiest way to blast your article to over 30,000 subscribers at the click of a mouse. Introducing ArticleSender.com, the world's premier article distribution service. With ArticleSender.com, you can submit your prize-winning piece to thousands of promising publishers and article directories craving for fresh content. ArticleSender.com also provides premium services so that your article is SEO ready. Plus, we provide express editorial review for rush delivery of your submissions within 24 to 48 hours. Article distribution at its easiest. One form, one click, thousands of results. Get your free account today at ArticleSender.com. That's ArticleSender.com.
Please hold while we connect you to one of the most sought-after experts in SEO, analytics, and web development. Office hours with Vanessa Fox, Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Search Engine Optimization Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Commercials off. Now back to Webcology, only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here are the hosts, Jim Hedger and Dave Davies.
Well, welcome back, folks. This is Dave Davies from Beanstalk SEO here with Jim Hedger over at Ad Tech for Webmaster Radio. Jim, I've got lines of questioning for you to go, but just a quick point. Those of you who visit Google, we'll call that all of our listeners and, you know, 80% of the rest of the world. You may have noticed a few little Sesame Street kind of things going on. Well, it's to celebrate Sesame Street and their 40th anniversary. Now, the fine folks at Google found, put up for us on YouTube, a song that the fine folks at Sesame Street in their foresight made about 18 years before Google came, but they wrote it about Google. I guess it was so big that the folks at Sesame Street wanted to educate us all about 18 years before it even launched. So I think we've got that queued up in the booth. Here it is, folks.
I don't own a tuxedo. No. This one is rented. Mm-hmm. Like, it comes from Frog Formals R Us. But oh, Ohio! This is Kermit the Frog here for the musical event of the century. Yes, friends, music lovers from all over the world have gathered here for a musical tribute to the Oogle family. That's a remarkable family of words that all rhyme with Google. Words like bugle and Google. Matter of fact, tonight's piece of music was written by Sir Chrissy von Kugel and will be performed by Old MacDougall on the bugle. Old MacDougall is one of the world's foremost concert buglers, and also by Mr. Cookie Monster, one of the world's finest googlers. Yes.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
We do this.
Yes, okay. Well, let us settle down in our seats and listen to Old MacDougall and Mr. Cookie Monster.
Not like a lot of other guys. We got a couple of googly eyes, and when we hear a bugly sound, it make me want to Google around. Now we know a guy named MacDougall who, the number one bugler for Google and two, he played the bugle much better than any other bugling man. MacDougall have a bugle, B-I-E-I-Google. And when MacDougall play his bugle, B-I-E-I-Google. With the Google Google here and the Google Google there, here a Google, there a Google, everywhere a Google Google. Oh, MacDougall have a bugle, B-I-E-I-Google. Google, Google here, and the Google, Google there. Here a Google, there a Google, everywhere a Google, Google. Oh, MacDougall have a bugle. E-I-E-I, ever since me was an E-I. E-I-E-I, Google.
Yes, bravo! This is
Oh, my God. That was weird.
That was weird. And the set, while I was watching that for the first time, what really struck me, and Jim, I'm sure you can agree, as can most of our listeners, over the last month, we've heard a few ads come out for Ask, for Bing. And I have to look back 18 years before the creation of Google and go, they actually did better for Google than paid advertisers have done for Google's competitors.
You know what, Dave? I got to say, I think this one really hits the truth in advertising button big time. I mean, who better to represent Google than the cookie monster? Somebody who absorbs everything in front of him without any thought for the consequences. It's Google, the cookie monster. I mean, I can't imagine a better character to represent Google.
Now, to take you off on another interesting and enjoyable tone, you had mentioned while we were on break and just via chat that one of the interesting things that you are having as a personal challenge right now is trying to do a show in a press room that is jam-packed. We'll leave the Wi-Fi Smurf voice out of it. What is going on in that press room right now?
Well, Dave, you know it's been a very successful conference when towards the second day the press room begins to smell and act like a barn. And this has been a very successful conference, with all love and respect to the several other journalists around who Webmaster Radio has spent the week kind of ticking off. Well, Webmaster Radio has been, we're the official radio network of AdTech New York 2009, where we've been set up in the back corner. And It's a good-sized room, and AdTech has gone out of its way to take care of us, but let's face it, there's a bunch of people writing on deadline, confined to a small room, and they've had to put up with, us. And on behalf of Webmaster Radio, to all the other journalists assembled, we love you, we're so sorry, it's our job. It's been a great conference, and the press room only sort of smells like a barn.
Now, something I have got to ask, Bing. Like it's been a while now. You and I were there in Seattle when there were a bunch of parties for Bing and stuff like that. Is that even on the radar at AdTech? And is it even a big concern, be it organic or PPC there, or is it like other Microsoft attempts, kind of shuffled off to the side as a tertiary kind of note?
Bing, what is this Bing thing of which you speak?
Okay, fair enough. Next question then. I'm going to ask you a bit of a loaded
word, is
question
it not,
here, and I know it's going to be difficult to answer, so we'll just make it on the scope of this show here today. I know you've done a number of interviews while you were there. Were there a couple that were notable? Were there a couple that we just, as listeners, need to make sure that we catch when they air here on Webmaster Radio?
Well, I mean, Dave, for the listeners need to catch every interview I do because they're all that good. They're all really that good. But some of the ones that I really enjoyed, I really, really got a kick out of. Richard Sim from Anchor Intelligence. Yael Yekakul from AdSide. Jody Florence from Ideology. Jeremiah Johnson from CETO. I mean, these were all really fun interviews, great people, good information, and really, really useful for webmasters. Really actionable, useful information.
So, I mean, I've got to ask, then, if we've got actionable items, what can we expect to hear about? What can we expect to learn? Don't give it all away, because we should all be listening, you're right. But what sort of teasers, what sort of takeaways will we take from listening to these interviews?
AdTech isn't a search show. AdTech isn't a display show. AdTech is not a PPC show. AdTech is all forms of digital marketing rolled in together. So you're going to hear a lot of, for want of a better word, holistic strategy. People trying to find ways to blend all forms of marketing under one roof, under one set of services. Maybe that's wise, maybe that isn't wise, but it seems to be a trend in the industry to try to become a full service industry or a full service company. So if you're an ad agency, you want to be a full service agency. And I think you'll hear a lot of the people we interviewed talking about building into being full service agencies.
Now, I've got that because I don't know the exact timelines, but I'm sure they're running out. I'm going to move you back to where we were just right before we went to commercial break, and then we're interrupted by a cookie monster there, Googling. We were chatting about affiliate convention coming right up, people who need to register. I mean, you got to start planning and stuff like that. So I'd be happy to, or I want to hear a little bit more about that. But you're also running a contest, a video contest. Now, I didn't think, and I just remembered it now. What can you tell us about that, and what are the deadlines that we're dealing with here?
Well, and the first thing I can tell you is if you want to come to affiliate convention for free, you have 10 days to, you know, to enter the contest, record the... every affiliate attends affiliate convention for free. That's a no-brainer. That's no problem. But, you know, you got to pay the transport costs and hotel room and all that sort of stuff. So if you want affiliate convention to cover those costs for you, one lucky winner who enters the affiliate convention is my new home video contest will, you know... we're going to put up your airfare anywhere in the continental United States to Los Angeles. We're going to get you a room in the conference hotel, the Hyatt Regency Century Plaza right there in Century City, L.A. And we're going to get you a free pass for affiliate convention and VIPs for Webmaster Radio's Affiliate Bash, legendary Affiliate Bash. So the way to enter this is record a 30 to 60-second video, talk about what you're going to get out of affiliate convention, what you can bring to affiliate convention, and you got to use the line, affiliate convention is my new home. And yeah, we, you know what? We want to send somebody to LA for free.
So I'm going to give you, I mean, that's fantastic, and my only complaint there being, of course, because I do a show here.
You're Webmaster Radio, you're associated with Webmaster
you know
Radio
what?
Bro.
Fair
you
enough.
Cannot
we'll
enter, I'm sorry.
For the affiliates, and I'm going to have enough fun that well worth the investment to go down there. It's going to be a fantastic show, I know. So let's, because this, you know, we're fast approaching the time where, you know, I mean, people need to make their plans right now. I know I already have for getting down there and all that sort of stuff. So let's talk a little bit about that. What can you tell us about why we should be there, who should be there, what we're going to get while we're there?
Okay, well, if you're an affiliate marketer, we started affiliate convention 6 months ago in Denver. Our first show was the, you know, 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th in Denver, Colorado. And we started building this series because we found a need in the community to address issues of affiliates directly. Now, there's another conference in the affiliate sector called Affiliate Summit. It's enormous. It's massive. It's amazing. Incredible, incredible information. The next one they're holding actually is in January in Las Vegas. But, and this is so nothing against Affiliate Summit at all, but many of the affiliates were reporting to us that they just didn't feel that their, well, issues were being addressed. The larger networks, the affiliate managers, and the super affiliates were getting all the attention, you know, and that's just the way, that's the way gravity works. Those with the big networks tend to get the most attention at these kind of conferences, and we want to do something different. We want to focus on the grassroots, on the workers, on the people who, you know, tap the keyboards, do the research, write the links, etc. And so we came up with affiliate convention with the model that affiliates get in for free. Webmaster Radio has always been about bringing information to, you know, the grassroots, bringing information to the people who are actually working as webmasters. And if you're a working affiliate marketer, this show is for you. Now, also, if you're an affiliate network or an affiliate manager, we're gathering about 1,200 hungry affiliates who want to meet you, learn about your program, and sign up under you and, you know, start making you money. That's what it's all about. And so I would say affiliate convention is for, you know, all people within the industry, and we really, really, really want to focus on the working affiliates themselves, bringing them actionable information.
So now, I mean, I know I'm going to have the pleasure of speaking. There's a lot of great people who are going to be there. What, who will people be listening to? Who is going to educate us while we're there? Why? What's the draw?
Well, you know, and actually this allows me to get another plug-in for somebody really near and dear to my heart. Danny Sullivan is going to be doing a site clinic. Now, Danny is referred to as the godfather of search, the person who's writing and understanding of search back in the 90s, in the mid-90s, popularized search engine optimization to the mainstream and actually made this a working industry. That guy is doing a site clinic for us. Tim Ash, the landing page expert, is doing one of our keynotes. Marshall Simmons, chief marketer for the New York Times, sitting on the sitting on a panel all about managing content. I mean, what we've done is we've gone out of our way to try to find the affiliates, super affiliates, and webmasters working in the space who are really, really, really making a difference. Get them on stage. I get them, you know, bringing their wisdom to the audience. See, I mean, we got guys like Marshall Simmons. We got guys like Danny Sullivan. We got guys like Frank Watson, Aussie webmaster. We have guys like Brett D. Payne from the Chicago Tribune. And what Brett has done over the last year for the Trib is phenomenal. Phenomenal. He's taken the digital division and made it a serious powerhouse in its industry. We have Brett. We have Heather Paulson. I mean, go to affiliateconvention.com, click on the agenda link, and I'm telling you, the list goes on and on and on.
Well, and I mean, as I'm sure all of our listeners know, certainly everybody has been to a convention. As important as the speakers are, as important as the booths and exhibitors are, is the dedication and serious attitude of the organizers. And I think we have a clip of Jim just to exemplify how serious we have as an organizational team here.
Here at the XY7.com Nobel Party, and ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, Eddie's down! Oh my god, we had SE Guru Darren Bannon, co-owner of Webmaster Radio, on the ball, and he did a header. He did a perfect three-point header. He somersaulted off the ball. We've never seen anything like this. Oh, the humanity. Oh, the carnage here in New York at the XY7.com.
Well, this is what happens when you give radio hosts a whole bunch of booze and tell them to do live coverage of something.
And very nice, Jim. Very, very nice. And I mean, that is the kind of serious attitude that is going to... No, I'm kidding. It is a fantastic show. I know. I am so looking forward to being there. I didn't have a chance to go to the last one. I'm extremely excited about attending this one. Now, I know I'm kind of getting notices from the booth. You know, we're cutting low on time here. Something I just want to touch on. I'm going to have to move us a little bit off track here, but it was to a recent addition, or certainly came upon my radar quite recently, is the addition. I don't know if you've noticed them. Certainly something that all of our listeners who are involved in pay-per-click should be paying attention to, and that was the addition of site links into the paid results. I know you have been probably just swamped dealing with interviews and dealing with ad tech, but we've watched them and certainly had experience with them for quite a while now, site links in the organic results. They've now been added into pay-per-click. The requirement, of course, being you've got to have a darn good ad. So here's where your quality score comes into it. Once again, Jim, I know we've got just about a minute or so left here. Are there any closing comments that you wanted to make about either ad tech or affiliate convention?
Well, you know what? The only closing comment I can make without going on and on and on is simple. If you want to be where the action is, if you want to learn about the markets, that whatever you're involved in, whatever part of the digital marketing industry you come from, you want to meet some of the originals, some of the thought leaders in the industry, come to these conventions. Ad tech has been, it's always a phenomenal experience. I'm so glad that Webmaster Radio has done our full press coverage of it. Affiliate convention, we go out of our way to throw a good show. I think our listeners know that, and I think you know, everyone we work with knows that Webmaster Radio goes out of its way to go above and beyond. You know, you got search engine strategies, you have SMX, search marketing. Hey, did you know? You know who Search Marketing Expo has for their keynote in Santa Clara, SMX West this year?
No, who's that?
Steve Ballmer.
Really?
Danny Gott Ballmer. OMG. I am jealous. Professionally, I am yet again professionally jealous of Danny Sullivan.
Like, he got Steve I'm sure there's Ballmer. Many people what? Who can say the
that
same.
That is incredible.
All right. With those comments and Jim's green turning face, which I will say is still better than a gerbil sounding voice, I'm going to take us out. Folks, we've got great shows coming up next here on Webmaster Radio. Stick around. Stay in the chat room, folks. This is Dave Davies from Beanstalk SEO here with Jim Hedger from Webmaster Radio here on Webcology. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next week.